Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
So hang out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. And once again, a huge thank you to everybody who messaged Niche Radio and asked to have Hangout with Heather back with them twice a week. It is an absolute honor, and I'm so glad that you guys enjoy learning and listening to all the things that I have to chat about, food, theater, wine, all the things that I love. And I'm so, so grateful for everybody who loves what I love. So we have a bumper weekend coming up in Joburg this week, so stay tuned. It is going to be loads of fun, as always. So for those of you who grew up in the 90s and listened to 5FM, you'll remember Barney Simon pretty well. Barney's been going on the DJ and radio side of things for as long as I can remember. I was still pretty young when Barney was on the radio. And he is having an absolutely fantastic event this weekend, Friday the 21st of October, at Rumours Lounge in Walterfreden Park. I'm really excited. It is called Rock On, and it is presented in association with Gallo Record Company. And they are going to be having some amazing SA rock bands live on stage. Only and Forever, The New Academics, and The Cavalier are going to be playing live this Friday the 21st of October. And they're also going to be doing a whole release of a whole bunch of brand new albums from bands like The Pixies, Tarja, Theater, White Lies, and Marillion. And they're going to be super CD hampers to be won on the night. So you don't want to miss out on this. So if you're into rock and you want to come and join us, please head on through. That's this Friday, the 21st of October, at Rumours Lounge in Cornelia Street, Walterfreden Park in Johannesburg. Entrance is only 50 rand a person. The party starts at 7 p.m. and the first band goes on at 8. You don't want to miss out. Rock On with Barney Simon at Rumours. I'll see you guys there. I'm really, really excited. And this Friday, 21st, is also known as Global Champagne Day. So whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, an engagement, a graduation, a Friday afternoon, well, let's be honest, any kind of afternoon, really, there's always a reason to celebrate with Soho Sun. And Soho Sun have taken Champagne Day and turned it on its head. I'm so excited. So you can come and enjoy a bottle of Moët at 485 rand a bottle, or a bottle of Verve Yellow Label at 570 per bottle. And this is happening at a whole bunch of Soho Suns around the country. So if you're in Gauteng, I'm going to be at 54 in Bath in the afternoon. Or you can also come to the Sandton Sun, the Palazzo, Southern Sun Hyde Park, Southern Sun Monte. There's a whole bunch of them. If you're in the Western Cape, you can head through to the Southern Sun, the Cullinan. Or if you're in KZN, you can go to the Beverly Hills. And it's going to be an absolutely fun champagne day. I'm super excited. So please head on through to my website, heatherhook.com, and check out the Champagne Day with Soho Sun post, and you can see all the hotels that are participating. Note that this offer is valid only Friday the 21st from 11 in the morning until midnight. So you have to take the offer up on that day and come join us and celebrate Global Champagne Day. I think it's kind of cool. Yay. I love champagne. What's not to love, right? So, for those of you who didn't know, we have an Olympic team of chefs. Actually, we have two Olympic teams of chefs, a senior and a junior team, who are proudly representing South Africa this weekend and into next week at the IKA Culinary Olympics, which is the oldest and most prestigious global culinary competition in the world. It's taking place in Erfurt, Germany, and there are 32 countries that are going to be competing against each other to win the gold medal. And this is no mean feat. I mean, when I first heard that we had a culinary team, Olympic team, I was like, yeah, or whatever. And then I got a chance to chat to Trevor Boyd, who's actually the executive chef at the Michelangelo here in Joburg. And he explained to me exactly what they're going to be doing. And I have to say, I got a new sense of respect for our culinary Olympic team. Trevor, tell us a little bit about the team, what it means to be, part of the team, what you guys have prepared, and what you're going to be presenting in Germany.
Look, I suppose being part of the national team is incredible, because to be able to represent your country in something that you love doing, which is your profession at the same time, just it gives you some kind of excitement in your career, you know, and it does a lot of things for your career. It does a lot of things for you personally as well, because there's a lot of development within the team, as much as there's going to be development coming for the next 10 days when we're in Germany.
That's fantastic.
So the preparation has been going for about 2 years. we basically start with a concept. We bring a few items together, we taste the items together, which items work nicely, and then you can start with maybe 30 components per course, and then we just start
whittling it down. Yeah,
whittling down, seeing which works, which doesn't work, which works together, because sometimes it might be the most simple thing that works so nicely with something important on the dish. So that's a good year worth of work, because we only get to meet each other once a month. So
okay.
We all work a normal job, take a bit of time off on our off days to go and do a team practice, and then that's when we get together, workshop, bring some thoughts, have the brain trust around, the advisors all come through, and that's when the magic happens. And then after we've got all the items sort of in theory right,
yeah,
then we start putting it together, and then we start practicing them as dishes. We start small, 10, 15, 20 people the first couple of practices, then we move on to 50, and then towards the end we try and practice as close to possible 110 plates.
Yeah, because that's what you're serving exactly, in Germany, yeah. Right? And how many are you doing, hot and cold, and how many dishes are you doing in each?
So hot and cold, there's two portions to the competition. One is the Restaurant of Nations, which is a three-course meal cooked live, cooked from scratch.
That's the 6 hour
kitchen. Yeah, 6 hours cooking, 3.5 to 4 hours service.
Oh, fantastic.
So the day starts at 12 and we finish at about 11. Once we've cleaned up, set up,
yeah.
First set up, cook, serve the food, what is quite exciting about it is you go in there with a gold medal, you're given the gold medal. And unfortunately, then there's a negative marketing system.
Oh, so then you might lose it.
So each time you make a mistake, you lose. And sometimes the mistakes are deadly. You can lose up to 10 marks. Then you say goodbye to your gold medal straight away. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
So there's a lot of pressure on the day. But
and there's 30 countries competing, am I correct?
32, yes,
32,
yeah.
Wow.
And then what happens through that Restaurant of Nations is there's normally about 8 or 9 teams that cook together on one day. So you're not really cooking against the other teams. What you are cooking against is judges. And unfortunately, on the day, if you're cooking with a great team, that already sets the bar.
Yeah.
And you've got to match that bar. So we're cooking with, if I'm not mistaken, we're cooking with Norway and Singapore on the first day, which are two of the top 5 countries. So
oh, wow. The pressure's on.
Yeah, they're going to set the bar, and we've got to just try and match it where we can. So we did it in 2008. We managed to do it, which I was part of that team, and it's a fantastic feeling.
That's amazing.
During that competition, the judges take 10 to 20 plates randomly. So you don't know where it's going, you don't know when they're taking it, and then they deliberate. They go behind doors and they put a whole bunch of plates out together. They look at the consistency, make sure everything's cooked exactly the same, and then they start judging.
And that's, wow.
And then there's
and
a call.
How many days? How many days is this all over?
The competition is 5 days. We compete on 2 of the 5 days. So the one day we do, which is Monday next week, we'll be doing the Restaurant of Nations, and then this Saturday coming, we do what we call the Culinary Arts Table. So it's hot food presented cold.
Okay.
They give you a criteria of how many starters you need to do, tapas, festive platters, vegetarian dishes.
Okay.
And we divide that amongst the team, and then we all come up with the concept. It's manipulation of food. You need to make the food look realistic, but at the same time you need to preserve it.
Okay.
So it needs to last for 8 hours in the expo. The judges
gelatine, do, yeah, right?
So it's
okay.
Called aspic, yes.
Okay.
And that is the beauty of you cook a normal piece of food, you put in gelatine, and you can't believe how the food just livens it up. It looks incredible. So,
wow.
But that's the art part of the competition. That's the difficult part of the kitchen, the competition,
yeah.
Because it's very fine work. It's very fine arts. It's you're competing against countries that have competed at the top level. I know we all keep competing at the top level, but they've been in the top 5 for many years.
Yeah.
And we need to try and catch up to them. And it's very difficult for us, but we try our best, and our food is generally good on the table. And
I have no doubt it's going to be amazing.
It's just something to see. It's a very nice thing to see.
So awesome catching up with Trevor Boyd and the rest of the SA Olympics chefs team. And from everybody here at Niche Radio, we wish you all the best of luck as you compete this weekend and into next week. And we hope you bring home the gold medal. Best of luck, guys. Keeping with the food theme, Luce Restaurant has launched their new summer menu. Now, it seems like everybody's launching summer menus, and I have to be honest, any restaurant worth their salt makes a big spectacle when they launch a new menu. And Luce, who is situated in Hyde Park, have done just that. They have an absolutely superb menu, which has been put together by Chef Gareth Jourdan. Gareth actually used to be the executive sous chef at the Palazzo Hotel in Monte Cassino, and he has injected his own brand of culinary flair into the Luce menu, creating traditional Italian dishes in keeping with the restaurant's theme, but with a twist. I hear the caprese salad is absolutely fantastic, And if you enjoy trying new menus and trying new places, I can highly recommend heading through to Luce, which is situated in the Southern Sun in Hyde Park, looking out over the Sandton skyline and the leafy suburb of Hyde Park, and coupled with some absolutely fantastic fine wines, including a variety of Tsochosan's auction wines. This is a truly, truly memorable dining experience. So if you would like to book, you can get hold of Luce on 011-341-8080. That's 011-341-8080. And keeping with a food and wine theme, I just have to give a huge shout out to local winery De Morganzon, who have won 2 World Wine Awards. A local is Lekker, as we know, and De Morganzon is now recognized as one of South Africa's top white wine producers, thanks to the 2 new accolades for the Stellenbosch winery that they've gained on the international stage. This is actually a hat trick for them. They took gold medals at both the Decanter World Wine Awards and the International Wine Challenge. And I've always loved De Morganzon wines. And I just have to say a big shout out to Wendy and Hilton Applebaum, who own the estate. Huge congratulations on their awards. So well done, guys. That is absolutely fantastic news. And you can get hold of De Morganzon. Go check them out. Their website is www.demorganzon.co.za. So I think that's absolutely fantastic. I love it when local stuff wins things overseas. And keeping again, food theme. Yay, we love food theme. Guys, please make sure you have booked your tickets for next week, Wednesday, the 26th. Stellenbosch at Summer Place. It is going to be an absolute foodie delight, and it is taking place, as I said, at Summer Place in Hyde Park. There are 5 celebrated chefs who will be leading a gourmet cocktail extravaganza presented by Stellenbosch Wine Roots and the Sanlam Private Wealth Fund. If you haven't got your tickets, you would want to do this soon, guys. This is going to sell out. The tickets are 500 Rand per person and includes all your food, all your wine and entertainment on the evening. It is not a sit-down dinner. It is a very, very lavish cocktail affair. There's going to be art to look at and purchase. It really, this is set to be a star-studded extravaganza on the Joburg social scene. So please get hold of Elmarie Robbie. You can call her on 021-886-8275, or you can drop her an email, events@wineroot.co.za, or you can also visit www.wineroot.co.za and check out the Stellenbosch Wine Route event taking place at Summer Place in Sandton on Wednesday, the 26th of October. I mentioned in the last show, and I'm going to encourage you guys again to get your tickets, one of my favorite bands, Good Luck, is hosting their 3rd album launch. It's called The Nature Within. It's taking place at the Good Luck Bar in Braamfontein, presented by Black Bottle Whiskey. Come along and celebrate. I'm going to be there. I'm really excited. I love Good Luck. And they're going to be supported by local band Rubber Duck, and local DJ Timo ODV. It's going to be spectacular. The sponsors are Case Logic, Levi's, and Nena in Pasadena. And that is next Friday, the 28th of October, at the Good Luck Bar in Braamfontein from 8:30 onward. Ticket prices are 100 to 150 Rand, and you can get your tickets on web tickets. So please don't miss out. If you need more information, everything is on my site, heatherhook.com. Now, I'm quite excited. I have 2 sets of double tickets to give away to see the amazing worldwide phenomenon that is Cirque Eloise, which is taking place at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. It's starting at the end of November and it's running till mid-December. The 2 sets of double tickets that I have to give away are for the performance on Tuesday, the 6th of December at 8 p.m. at the Teatro. And this is an absolutely fantastic competition. All you have to do is engage with me on social media. So either head on over to my Facebook page and like the post, or you can get hold of me on Twitter, Heather L. Hook, and you can just retweet one of my tweets where I mention Cirque Eloise, or you can even just tweet me and tell me that you would really like to come to see the show ID at Teatro Monte Cassino, Cirque Eloise. Yay, very excited. And keeping with the winning theme and to wind up the show, don't forget that I have got 2 sets of 4 tickets each to see Robin Hood Pantomime at Joburg Theatre on Saturday, the 12th of November. So again, get yourself onto social media, get yourself onto my Facebook page, and comment and tell me one of the names or the name of one of the cast members that is playing in the pantomime. Or you can also engage with me on social media. If you do want to book your tickets, To see the show, you can get hold of the Joburg Theatre box office on 0861 670 670. Love the pantomime. It's going to be a blast, and holding thumbs that you win. And that, guys, is a wrap for me here on Hangout with Heather this week. It has been an absolute pleasure being with you. Please interact with me. Like I said, my Twitter handle is Heather L. Hook. You can get me on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. Check out my website, heatherhook.com. And if you would like me to come and cover an event or something that's going on in and around near where you live and you feel that it deserves some coverage, you can drop me an email, heather@heatherhook.com. I will chat to you guys next week. Have a beautiful and blessed weekend. Lots of love.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.